The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross. Payday lenders, who will give a loan to anyone with a job and a bank account. The president says they're predators, but are they? More after this from Charlie. There are a lot of payday loan horror stories, like this one.
31-year-old Dewan Wash borrowed $400 and says he ended up paying four times that amount.
You think you're going to be able to pay it back, and you find out that you're not going to be able to pay it back. And so what happens is you ultimately end up in a perpetual cycle of debt.
That's why the president's pushing for the first nationwide rules on payday lending, to limit fees that can be the equivalent of a 300% interest rate. But in an interview for the Freakonomics podcast, University of Kansas professor Bob DeYoung, a former bank regulator, says it's misleading to calculate interest rates on a two-week loan because they're more like a car rental.
Borrowing money is like renting money. You get to use it for 2 weeks and then you pay it back. You could rent a car for 2 weeks, right? You get to use that car. Well, if you calculate the annual percentage rate on that car rental, you get similarly high rates.
I thought about that. I recently rented a car for a week, paid $300 for a Ford Focus. Now, if I kept renting that car for the 11 years that Americans typically keep their cars, it would have cost me over $170,000. And since I could have bought the car outright for $17,000, I guess you could say the rental company charged me 10 times the value of the car. Talk about a predatory rental. But compared to taking a taxi everywhere, the rental was a bargain. Same thing with payday lending, says Professor DeYoung. It may be expensive, but for somebody on the edge, it's cheaper than the bank fee for a bounced check, provided you pay it back on time, of course. And blaming the lenders also ignores the real problem, he says, which is this. Why is it that so many Americans with jobs are living so close to the edge that payday loans are their best option? The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.